Hello.
Hi there. Can I speak to Mr. Colin Sanders?
Speaking.
Hi, Colin. It's Leah calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing?
Hi there.
Are you ready to do your witness statement with us?
I can do my best, yeah.
Okay. Just do your best, and if you want to pause, we can redo it another day. You know, go from where we left. You can take a break at any moment. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Before I start, I have to let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, I understand that.
And for the purpose of data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me, please?
Yeah. My date of birth is 11/3/1972.
Yeah.
I've got IV3,
HIZ. Perfect, thank you. And can you confirm the first line of your address for me?
12 County Houses, Lock
Perfect.
End.
Thank you. Is that in Inverness, yeah?
Yeah, it's just Inverness, yeah. Just outside Inverness.
Okay. Okay, no problem. So like I said before, my name's Leah and I'm going to be the one conducting your witness statement today.
Okay.
You're in full control of this witness statement, so you can take a break, skip a question, ask me to reword anything. And if it does get too much, you can ask us to pause and I'll pause where we are and we can finish off another time when it's best for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So before I start, are you comfortable and happy to continue today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need anyone with you or any other adjustments?
Sorry?
Do you need anyone with you or any other adjustments?
No, my wife's in the house.
Okay. And do you understand the purpose of a witness statement and agree that we can use it for your Scottish Redress application and any supporting evidence we have?
I don't know how it works, but I've never
done it before, so I don't know.
Okay, so a witness statement is like almost a bit like we're going to conduct it a bit like a questionnaire, you know, ask some questions, get some answers. It'll then be rewritten by myself into a full statement, and this is what gets sent to Redress.
Who's that? So it's sent to who?
It gets sent to Redress for your application, so this is what they base your compensation amount off.
Okay.
Okay, is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. I'm going to start off by asking you a few questions about your personal background and your entry into care, Colin, okay? So can you tell me, where did you grow up before care?
I lived just outside Glasgow, Campus Lang, until I was, I'm not quite sure how old I was, and I moved up from Glasgow,
okay,
to Inverness, to Kinmiley's.
Okay, and who did you live with before care?
I can't put a name, face to the name, a face to who it was. I think it was my dad or my mum. I think it was my father.
Okay.
Ailes the Tower.
Okay.
And my granny lived just two flats down from me.
Your grandma lived with you as well, or she lived a few doors down?
The scheme I lived in had three big high rises, sorry, six, and we lived in one. I think it was my father. I'm not sure if my mum was there. Maybe she was. I can't really remember.
Okay.
But I lived there. Ailes the Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Ailes the Tower I lived in. That was the flats. High rises.
Okay. Did you have your own bedroom in that flat?
I did, yes.
Okay. What was home life like before you went into care?
All over the place, to be honest.
Okay. Did you have any, you know, home cooked meals?
Did I have, sorry?
Any home cooked meals? You know, did you get along with your family who you lived with? Were you still going to school?
I have different memories. They're all messed up from living with my dad, my mum, my aunties, my aunt and uncles. So I can't really remember. I remember moving up from Glasgow. I remember sitting in the kitchen with my family. And then I don't remember much after that. My mum was there for a wee while, I remember. And my father would come and see me then, I think.
Okay.
My mum left me with my father.
And did you say your mum left you with your father?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you have any siblings?
No.
No? Okay. And how did you come to enter into care?
I don't know how old I was. There was a place in Glasgow I used to go to after school. I can't remember what it was called. One of the solicitors I spoke to a week ago told me about it. But I remember it because I remember having force feeders. I didn't like plum tomatoes, and they used to make us eat it.
Okay.
It was just I'll never forget that memory.
Yeah.
I was sure it was my dad that picked me up. That was just when I was really young.
Okay, so are you unaware of how it came around for you to be entered into the care system?
In the very early years, yes.
Okay. Do you know who it was who made the decision for you to go into care?
Not the first time.
What about the second time?
I don't know. Not the first or second time. I was put in a place called Rosedean Children's Home. I think it was maybe twice. I did not like it. I wanted to work to stay with my father.
Okay.
My dad had problems with alcohol.
Okay. And were you ever told why you were put into care?
They might have told me when I was younger, but I can't remember.
Okay. That's okay. If I do go silent at any point, Colin, it's just me typing up notes, okay? I'm not ignoring you, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Can you remember how old you were the first time you went into care?
The lady told me the other day, she had a quick look in my file. The first time, I can't remember. I was young. I was just a very young boy.
Okay. That's okay.
I was still in primary school.
Yes.
Yes, I was still in primary school.
Okay. No problem. And how did you feel at the time of entering into care? Can you remember at all?
Oh, yes, I can remember.
Yeah, how did you feel?
Scared.
Yeah, anything else?
Just scared and hard to ever say no if you didn't want to do something that you didn't want to do. The word no wasn't really an option.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything important about your childhood health, any learning needs, vulnerability, or any history that should be recorded?
I wasn't the best at maths and English and stuff like that when I was younger, growing up, because I was in so many different schools, and my parents didn't really help me. Actually, later on in life, when I met my wife, started to teach me how to spell better, and do maths and things like that. That break things down for me that I never got broke down as a child.
Okay. Have you previously made any civil claim, criminal injuries claim, redress application, complaint, police report, inquiry statement, or a claim to another scheme about any abuse?
No.
Okay. And have you ever received...
I did once try and tell people what happened to me. I was so scared about what I was saying to people. I blamed, when I was younger, a really young boy, I blamed it on someone else that didn't have anything to do with it. Because I was frightened to come back to me. I was always told I was bad for making up stories when I was a wee boy. However, what had happened, the very first experience I ever had was when my mum or dad put me into my grand and grandpa's house. This is before I moved up to Miley's.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle sexually assaulted me. And I was just a little boy, my mum's brother.
Okay. And did you make a police report about that?
I did, and they took me to Tane, and they couldn't prove it. But the statement that I gave then, and I was just a wee boy, I can give that statement again now. I remember everything. I was just a young boy.
Okay.
I could still go into detail of what was there, the smell.
Was this before you went into care?
This was when I would be in my mum or dad, I don't know who it was I was with. When they were not there, I would have to go and stay with my granny.
Okay, so this was before you were ever put into a care home?
Yeah, this happened before I was put into care, yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a little bit about that then. So you said if your mum and dad couldn't look after you, you would go to your uncle?
No. I would. My granny lived in a separate block of flats from me, not far, just about 30, maybe 50 metres away from my flat. There's another flat.
Okay.
I was just a young boy, like I said. I was playing football with all kids played in the field outside the flats. And my uncle came down and said to me that I had to go into the house because my granny wanted to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the house and he ended up taking me into his bedroom. And from there, it didn't go so well.
Can I ask what he did? It doesn't have to be in detail.
Yeah, he did sexually assault me.
Okay.
He had a snib in his door. He put a snib across his door, made me lie on the floor. I took a dirty magazine out and made me look at it. Well, he'd done what he wanted to do to me.
Okay.
Every time I try to tell anybody about it, especially my mother or that, nobody would believe me, so.
Okay. Was there any penetration?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you said that was your mum's brother?
Yes.
Okay. And who did you try and report it to?
I tried to tell my mum, I think, or whoever I lived with. I would try and bring it up. I couldn't. And then when I bring it up, I was told to, oh, she was probably just playing games with you. And I couldn't go into details because I wasn't really, at that age, you don't really understand
if
you've done something wrong. But I thought I'd done something wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't until later on in life that I actually did bring it up. And then when they got close to the time of police, asking police who it was, I was too scared to say anything because of my mother and my granny and stuff. So I blamed someone else. But then I came out and told the truth about it. However, I wasn't believed. It wasn't proven. But I would do anything for them to be caught and go through all that questionnaire with it again.
Yeah.
Now that I am the age I am now. You're supposed to be getting looked after by extended family members.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that. Now, I don't know if there was anything that happened that I can't remember before that. I really hope not, but I don't know if anything happened with them before that, like I said, but I can't remember if it was.
Okay.
And then every time, his name is Ian Jemison.
What was his name? Sorry, Dean.
Ian. Ian, I-A-N.
Ian.
Ian Jemison.
And that's your uncle's name?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'll pop that down. All right. Have you ever received any money? So any payment, any apology, settlement? Have you ever received anything like that?
From what?
From speaking out about any abuse?
Never.
Never. Okay. Okay. No problem. Right. Okay. What I'm going to do now, Colin, I'm just going to quickly go over our chronology of care that we created. And then I'll... That's okay.
Sorry, carry on.
So I'm going to go over the chronology of care with you right now, just so that's done. So I've got Rosenhof Children's Home.
Rose Dean.
Rose Dean?
Yeah. It's just Inverness. Some words in Inverness. I'm from Glasgow, and the way they pronounce the words up here is it's pretty tongue twisters on some of them.
I've definitely got a Rosenhof.
Is that in Glasgow?
It was in 1982.
I was 10 then. Rosenhof. I've got Rose Dean Children's Home. And maybe Island Bank Road or something.
I haven't. I've just got a Rosenhof. Because I've got Rosenhof, I've got Mrs. Geddes. Is that how you pronounce
Mrs. Geddes.
Geddes, sorry.
Mrs. I've Geddes, yeah.
A Dalney.
Dalney, primary. Dalney Children's Home.
You'll have to excuse the pronunciation.
Home.
I'm awful at it.
No, that's what I was saying. They're really tongue twisters, some of these names up here.
Yeah. I've got a Mrs. Park in Skye.
Christine Park and Roland Park and Dunvegan, the Isle of Skye.
Yeah, I've got Ferrantosh and then I've got Dunvegan.
Yeah, Ferrantosh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Conan Bridge.
I haven't got anything for Rose Dean, I've just got a Rosenhof.
Rosenhof must be, maybe you've got the spelling wrong, but I was in Rose Dean, Rosenhof. I'm not quite sure how, maybe they've mixed in it. I was in there, I think, twice. I was taking off my father and put in there.
Actually, Google's not even recognising Rosenhof. Bear with me 1 second. Sorry about this.
It's okay.
Just have a little look. Okay. I've got Dalney. I can see that in there.
Yeah, Dalney Children's Home. Probably maybe on Reverend Road.
I've got that one. Is it Craigdhu Terrace?
Craig.
Craig.
Craigdhu Terrace.
Okay.
That was my mum and dad's house.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yes, I remember. I do remember. Oh, I have. I've got a Rose Dean.
Yeah, Rose Dean. And that might be Island Bank Road. It's right on the corner of where a junction, the house. It's definitely Rose Dean Children's song. I'll never forget it. Ever forget
Why
Rose Dean.
Rose Hoff. Well, just.
There was a place in Glasgow when I was a wee boy. I used to have to go to after school because I think my parents or whoever was looking after me needed help to look after me.
Right, what I'm going to do is then I'm going to change Rose Hoff to Rose Dean because I do think that it might have just been a grammatical error and Google actually isn't recognising Rose Hoff as any care institution, so it probably is just Rose Dean. That is, I do apologise.
Okay.
So I've got Rose Dean. I've got Mrs. Geddes.
Yeah.
Dalney.
Dalney, yeah.
Mrs. Park in Sky.
Yes.
Ferrantosh House.
Yes.
And then I've got Dunvegan Sky YTS.
There was another short-term first appearance.
Yes, but it was I think from what I've read, it was just a very, very short one and it wouldn't qualify for redress.
Drakey's?
Yes.
Drakey's Avenue? They were foster parents. I went to live with them and I had to go to another school. That was after I stayed at Dunvegan, Isle of Skye. I left there. I'm Vegan Isle of Skye and headed up in Drakey's Inverness. Drakey's Avenue. I can't remember their names. And I had to go to Milburn Academy.
I've just got Dunvegan Skye as the final placement.
Oh, well, there was another place I was in. 100% because
was it an emergency one?
It was obviously for a few months. But they they wouldn't have put me to Milburn Academy for just emergency. I can't see. I don't know how the system works. But I was only don't know how old I was, 12, 13.
Okay.
So I definitely 100% went to. I lived up in Drakey's Avenue. It was beside the police station and beside the hospital. I lived with a family there, and like I said, I was put to Milburn Academy. I also lived up in Culloden. I went to Culloden Primary School. I also lived with people in Whitebridge, and I was put to Whitebridge Primary School.
Right. I have no other records of another placement, unfortunately. I have just got, so it goes Rose Dean, Mrs. Geddes, I've got then you were returned back to your parents, then you were put into Dalney, then you did a short-term foster home with Mrs. Park, then you went back to Dalney, then you went to Ferrantosh, and you were in Ferrantosh for just over a year. And then...
A little bit longer than... I was in Ferrantosh longer than a year. The lady that last spoke to said that to me, and I said that it was longer than that, and she read through the files. Said, yeah, I see, it was longer than that. I think I was 17 years old when I left Ferrantosh.
Yes, sorry, that was actually me. I'm just reading it backwards, unfortunately. I'm, so I've got about 2 years just over. Yeah, okay. I have no other foster care placement, though. That's the only...
I don't understand why that wouldn't be put down.
I'm not
I lived there long enough. I didn't stay there for very long, but
okay.
They were nice enough people. And was just going to the school wasn't so good. Going to school to school to school, the amount of different schools I was in.
Okay, I tell you what, Mr. Sanders, if you bear with me, I'm going to leave the phone call and go and look myself through every single care record that we have for you and see if I can find it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I will call you back as soon as I found something, all right?
Okay.
Okay, I'll speak to you in a second, Mr. Sanders. Thank you.
How long will you be roughly?
About 15 minutes, hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully
thanks.
Less. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. I'll speak to you in a second. All right. Bye.
But just so you know, sorry, you still there?
Yeah.
The schools that they're missing from there is Dalney Primary School.
So unfortunately, unless it was a residential, so a care home,
all right,
like
okay,
that,
okay.
We don't
understand
read
that. I understand. Yeah. Okay. I understand.
All right. All right. I'll ring you back as soon as possible. All right.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.